Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweed, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Well, it's fall, y'all, and I have some amazing squash to share with you. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweed, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. Not very long ago, I was at an event, and a woman I had just met asked me, "How's your mom?" And I said, "Oh, you know my mom?" And she said, "No, but I heard her on the show, and I feel like I know her." Which, you know, my mom is Bev Tweed, and she is not hard to know, and she's really a delightful woman and very much the reason that I cook. She's the reason that I really do what I do. So really, one of my favorite things in the world to do is cook with my mom. And we were recently talking about squash and what people do with squash and how beautiful squash is in the fall. And someone said to me, "Well, I don't even know how to cook squash." So someone actually suggested, I think it was Karen at the station, actually suggested that I do a show based on squash. And I thought, there's not a more perfect person to do this with than my mom. One of my very favorite memories growing up on a farm in Iowa was that every fall we would eat acorn squash. And it was a real treat because we all got our own little boat of this different for us, you know, meat or fleshy meat of this squash with lovely butter and brown sugar coated on it. And it was a treat. It felt like I was eating dessert. But, I still make acorn squash every fall. And so what I thought I would do is I would cook three different squashes with my mom, and we would kind of explain how we do it. So we took an acorn squash, a spaghetti squash, and a butternut squash, and we had a lovely afternoon cooking squash. So here we go to my house with my wonderful mom, Bev Tweed, and we're going to cook some squash. It's fall, y'all. In the fall, I always think of things like wonderful fall fruits and wonderful fall meals, and included in those was something that I grew up with as a child, and that was a fall squash or an acorn squash. And when I was young, we ate acorn squash in the fall, and I remember that distinctly. And I'm here today with my mom, Bev Tweed, and we're going to talk about cooking three different kinds of squash, and that's an acorn squash, a spaghetti squash, and a butternut or a winter, you know, like a winter butternut squash. And so, Mom, I was asking you earlier, did you grow squash in the summertime?
We grew acorn squash, and so that's what I grew up with. That's what we ate most of the time.
And the acorn squash, for those of you who don't know, is the really sweet little teardrop kind of green squash with sections, and it has little ridges in it. And basically what people would do with an acorn squash is they would cut it in half, mm-hmm, and bake it in the oven, and then
they would turn it over when
it was soft and add brown sugar and butter, and they would eat their half.
And sometimes people would put a little bit of cooked sausage in there if they didn't want it sweet.
So you could have it savory or sweet.
You could, right.
But for me,
we usually had it with some salt and pepper and a little bit of brown sugar or maple syrup in the middle.
Yeah, and for me, it was almost like a dessert. I mean,
it's sweet.
Like a sweet potato pie,
right,
or a sweet potato. Yeah. So right now, what we've done is we bought a butternut squash. And if you are not familiar with butternut squash, a lot of times people just don't, I mean, a lot of times people will get these and put them as decorations in the holidays, but people don't really know how to cook them. And so the important thing about a butternut squash is it is really incredibly hard, and so you have to be able to peel it.
And one of the things that you do is it's got a long neck on it. So you can take the neck part of your squash and cut it and then peel it separately in little sections. And then the big bulbous part on the bottom, you have to take out your seeds. And so the easiest way to do that is cut it in half and scoop your seeds out.
Yeah, I cut the neck off usually, and then I have the body of the squash and I half that. But you want it to be heavy. When you buy a squash, you want it to have like a thick skin, and you want it to be heavy because that's a good squash.
That's a good squash. And maybe it is hard for people to know, but you know, butternut squash has a beautiful orange color to it, and when it cooks up, the sugars that are in it really make it a beautiful, beautiful roasted vegetable.
And there's not a lot of a seed area, really.
I'm going to let you scoop out those seeds. I'm going to get you a bowl. And let's scoop out those seeds. These aren't like seeds you can roast, are they?
I don't think you can.
I've never tried that.
I mean, you could plant them.
I'm sure you could, yes.
You could plant them and you're going to get
them and plant them next year.
But it's not so hard to take out the actual center of a squash.
No.
It's really actually quite easy. So they look like pumpkin seeds, actually. I bet you could roast them. Ooh, that could be a whole new thing, couldn't it, Mom?
For you.
I like it for you. Okay, so now that we've scraped out the middle, and it's not as stringy as some squashes.
No, it isn't. And like I say, the seed pit is kind of small. It's not real big. It's in the body of the squash.
You know, I heard that there are some libraries that you can actually take your seeds to the library and then...
Mm-hmm, you can.
And people can check out your seeds and use your seeds and then give them back.
Then they bring seeds back the next year.
I think that's a really cool concept.
That's a wonderful idea.
Okay, so we've got our squash now, and it's cut up into... The neck of it's cut up into about 6 pieces, and the body's cut up into 2 pieces. And what you want to do is you want to take off... Because we're going to roast this. This is going to be a roasted squash. Once you've roasted it, you can do a lot of different things with it.
Yes.
You can make soup out of it or just eat it roasted. But
well, and if you don't like to peel, the hard peeling, you can microwave the squash for 2 or 3 minutes to soften them, and it's a little bit easier to peel. I don't do that. I just
don't like anything microwave. Yeah.
Or you
really,
could, you
I
could,
can help
actually,
it.
They say you can slightly cook it, too, to soften the peel.
Just put it in the oven?
You could for just a short time.
Yeah. So
and
this
soften the shell of it.
So what we're going to do here today is we've got 2 things. We're going to roast a squash, and we're also going to bake a traditional squash. Which, when people bake a traditional squash, what they do is they cut it in half and take the seeds out, turn it upside down in a small dish, a glass dish or a metal pan, either one it works, and you're going to put a little water in it. And that's going to cook your squash in the oven. I guess you could cut it up and boil it if you wanted to, but I've never done that.
With the butternut squash, you can
boil it
and make soup.
But you could also bake it and make soup, couldn't you?
Sure.
So you can do either one. And the other interesting thing about that is you can glaze it while you cook it or you can glaze it afterwards. So you actually found a recipe where you actually...
You do. When I roast it, I cut it in chunks, rather large chunks, and I put it on a cookie sheet with some oil, just enough oil to kind of cover it, and some salt and pepper.
You could use olive oil or
right.
Any kind of
olive
oil.
Oil is very good. But there, I did find a recipe where if you tend to like it sweet, you can take, it's very easy to follow, you can take 2 tablespoons of wine, 2 tablespoons of white wine, of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of brown or white sugar. And then you mix those in a bowl with about 3 tablespoons of water. And then you put your chunks in there and coat them. And then put them on the cookie sheet.
Sounds kind of like candy.
Well, yeah, it sounds pretty sweet to me.
Yeah.
But you can do that, and you roast that the same way you would when I roast it with just olive oil and salt and pepper on it.
Now, I will put these online. So I'm going to come over here and get my salt and pepper. And I'm also going to come over and get just a really nice olive oil. It could be any. I've got a truffle olive oil, but I think I'm just going to use my regular extra virgin olive oil. Truffle oil might be good, but it's kind of expensive. And so while you're doing that, I'm also going to cut open the thing about squash is it's hard as a rock. Not really hard as a rock, but it's hard. So you need a good knife.
Right.
So I'm going to try and cut this acorn squash, and I'm cutting it from the top down to the point. I'm cutting it,
lengthwise.
Lengthwise. Thank you, Bev. So, and I'm doing this. Oh, there we go. So I've got it lengthwise, and I've got two sides. I've got actually one's a little smaller than the other. But I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna scrape out the seeds and discard my seeds, and then it'll be easy for me to bake this upside down. So I'm not going to peel this one because we're actually going to eat this acorn squash right out of the shell. If you have never had acorn squash eaten right out of the shell, you are missing something. Like I said, this is a childhood memory for me because I remember thinking I was so grown up because I was eating the entire half of a squash.
The half is not real large.
No, it's about a serving. You know, we were looking up the nutrients for squash, and I thought what was so interesting is that butternut squash, acorn squash, spaghetti squash, which we're also going to talk about spaghetti squash, they all have about the same nutrients. Actually, spaghetti squash has about half of the calories.
Yes, not
but
as much.
A cup of this squash is about 80 calories, 83, 82 calories.
And there are lots of nutrients. I mean, you have vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium.
Well, and especially in this butternut squash,
yes.
It has a lot of vitamin A and a lot of vitamin C, almost 50% of your daily requirement of C and 475 of A. Goodness, you could eat a little piece and you'd have all your A. It also has some calcium, some iron, just smidgens, but it does have it. And it has 22 grams of carbs. So it does have a lot of carbs. But it also has 2 grams of protein. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I was too.
Now, your spaghetti squash only has about 42 or 43 calories per cup. So it's not as nutritious, really, and it doesn't have the vitamins that a butternut squash has. But this has a lot. Butternut squash has a lot.
These three kinds of squash are probably the most popular squash that people eat.
I think they are too. Well, you know, but aside from yellow squash that people eat in the summertime,
right? That's
which
summer
I consider
squash.
A summer squash.
Yes, I do too.
And these are all winter squashes. These are squashes. Now, so what my mom has done is she's really taken a knife and kind of carved out sections.
I've cut crosswise sections of the body of the squash, and I'm just peeling each section. It's easier for me to do that rather than to try to peel.
Now, you can peel an entire squash with a peeler.
Yes, you can.
But it's a little tougher.
Yeah, you have a really sharp peeler.
And I will tell you that these microplane peelers are the best. And I have peeled an entire squash with a microplane peeler.
Yeah,
and I know that you can get them at Eggshells. And I think you can get them in other places. But I know that Eggshells has them. Mm-hmm. And some of the other kitchen stores. This microplane peeler, I've never found one better. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
So once we are done with the cutting the squash in half, and this is going to happen for our spaghetti squash and our acorn squash, is we're going to put water in a bowl, and this is just enough to we're going to set the acorn squash upside down, so the open part is going to be down, and we're going to stick them. Is that too much water?
I think maybe just a little bit too much.
Okay. Pour some of that. So you just want it just so it covers like a half an inch.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got, and do I poke holes in this? I don't, do I?
You don't have to, no.
So I'm going to set my acorn squash in the oven just like it is. Because it cooks in about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And the reason you know it's done is because you just touch the top of it and it's very soft.
Yeah, a fork will go right through the skin.
But, you know, if you're going to put butter and brown sugar in it, you don't want to go through the skin, do you?
It won't make any difference. It'll be good. It'll butter and that'll go right down.
So the next thing we're going to do is cut up our spaghetti squash, and Mom is finishing up that so I'm going to cut my spaghetti squash the exact same way, cut it in half, and move that. So Mom is now putting the acorn squash. Are you going to toss it in oil first?
No, I put it on the pan and then put the oil over it.
Oh, you're going to drizzle.
Yes, and then I move it around, swish it around.
Now, this spaghetti squash is interesting because spaghetti squash can be used just like spaghetti. What happens is as you cook it, the inside becomes very soft and you shred it. You take a fork and you shred it and it comes out, I swear, it looks just like spaghetti.
That's hence the name,
spaghetti squash. So here I'm taking out the seeds and it looks like it's solid right now. So I'm going to take the seeds out and just scrape it with a nice spoon. If you've got a good spoon, you can do this. Either any of these squashes, actually. So there's that. And once again, I'm going to turn it upside down in this dish. And I just use a Pyrex dish or a glass dish or one of those. And here's, I'm scraping out the middle here. Ooh, I mean, if you wanted to keep these seeds for the library, you could.
There's I don't think our library has
those. Ooh, I think somebody should start it. It'd be a great thing to keep your seeds for somebody anyway.
Well, just think of all the neat things you could get seeds for.
Oh, man, I know it. Especially squash. And squash is hardy. What was it like to grow? Was it hard to grow?
Well, my grandfather did most of that.
Okay. So here we are. And we're going to add a little water to our dish. So we're adding water to the dish. Just once again, it's not very much. And I'm putting this one in the oven. And then the final thing we're going to put in the oven is cut up acorn squash. And this is chunked. So this
butternut
is just,
squash.
Excuse me, butternut. And this is just chunked. Chunked just
they're
like
just, they're a little bit
one
bigger.
Inch.
Well, they're bigger than bite-sized pieces.
But you can, then what you can do with this is then you can take it and you could make soup or you could serve it just like this or you could.
Right.
Do anything you want with it.
It gets soft and it has a nice, not really a crust, but a little bit of a, firm outside.
So we're going to put olive oil on this and drizzle a little salt and pepper and put this in the oven.
And it takes about 40 minutes.
So this is all going to take about 40 minutes and then we're going to come back.
What I do with this is about halfway through, I take it out and stir it.
So it can get brown on both sides if
right.
you want to eat it brown.
Right.
So we're going to come back and we're going to be dressing these squashes. So we'll be back.
Headed from El Paso, riding down the highway. Look out my window, what do I see? Some armadillo done gone crazy, flew in front of a semi. Man, looks like squash to me. Thinking about my baby, living down in Houston.
Wonder this is Mary Tweet with my show about squash, with my guest, my mom, Bev Tweet.
Guess I'll stop in Greenland, have me some old veggies. Highway'll do that to you. I'm thinking squash on the highway.
So after 40 minutes, we have beautiful squash. We have the cut up butternut or winter squash, butternut squash, and it's nice and soft. It's got a really nice, the salt and pepper and the olive oil on it. It's got a really nice kind of little caramelized on some of them. But it's
stirred them halfway through.
Yeah. And they do. They taste really kind of, they've got a nice squash flavor to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you could eat them just like this, or you could mash them up in soup, or you could, what else could you do with these?
Well, sometimes, I roast maybe a potato or two and just mix them with roasted potatoes and roasted squash. And it makes
so it's a side dish.
A full meal. I mean, that's all you need for vegetables.
But it's got a really nice flavor.
It does. And it's just salt and pepper and olive oil.
Uh-huh. And that's good. Now, over here, I'm going to have you hold this, Mom. Point it at my mouth. So, you're fine. So, the first thing I'm going to do with my spaghetti squash because they are totally, they're hot, but I'm going to take a fork and just shred them. And what happens when you do that is you end up with these strings.
Like you're combing the inside of it.
It's exactly what you're doing. You're combing the inside of it. And you end up with these great strings of fiber, and it looks like spaghetti. It's pretty remarkable, actually.
And it's good, too. It has good flavor.
And like I said, it's got less calories. And I'm just making what we call an herbed spaghetti squash. So along with, I'm going to hold that with this hot pad holder, because it is warm. But if you really scrape down to the...
in half of one.
Yeah, there's about... Well, I think, you know, when they talk about a serving, it's 43 calories. I think it's probably this... That's about a cup right there, and that's this...
Oh, it is.
That's this half. A little bit more. And this was a small one.
It was.
They make kind of huge ones. Oh, here's my... We just took these out, so here goes my timer. Okay. So I'm gonna do both halves of this. And you can see where the spaghetti's coming undone. Like I said, we had these at 40 minutes at 375 for about 40, 45 minutes. So once again, here, oh, look at all
again,
that.
Again, the size of the squash will determine how long you have to bake it. Mm-hmm. So.
Ooh, and look at it, it just falls out.
It does.
It's kind of nice.
That makes a nice dish.
And so it doesn't look exactly like spaghetti, but I know people do, when they're dieting, they do put spaghetti squash on this. Yeah. I mean, they put spaghetti sauce.
Oh, they could,
so
yes.
So the next thing I'm going to do, and this is about 2 cups, so I'm going to add about 4 tablespoons of butter to this, maybe a little less. You probably don't need that much, do you?
No, I don't think so.
For that amount, you need about 2 tablespoons, maybe, of butter. So you're just wanting to give it a little.
About a tablespoon per cup.
Yeah. And that's going to melt. And the other thing I'm going to add to that is a little shallots and a little pepper. I'm going to add a little of these herbs here. These are like fresh, they call them sweet herbs, bones herbs. And then I'm going to add that. And then I'm going to add a little, probably about 2 tablespoons of Parmesan.
That smells so good.
Ooh, it does, doesn't it? So I've got about 2 tablespoons of Parmesan. And that's it for me. I mean, to me, that is a dish. And that is not crazy. So we're going to taste it now, too. So I'm going to stir that together, and it's still warm. You can actually, I could put this in a warmer if I wanted and use it later if I wanted. But it's nice right now. So let's taste it.
Oh, it's good. It's got nice herbs.
It tastes good, doesn't it?
And it's just a little bit crunchy. I love
that. Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
So that's your spaghetti squash. And that's just an herb squash with butter, wonderful, herbs, and a little bit of Parmesan. So yummy.
That's
good.
Very good.
Oh, that is good.
Now, the next thing we're going to do, we're coming over to our summer squash. I mean, our acorn squash. And this is kind of where we started, because this is what I grew up on, was acorn squash.
And we've turned them over because they're almost fully baked. And we don't care if they're just a wee bit, not. And we put brown sugar and just a little bit of butter in the cavity of each one. And I like to take a fork and pierce the cavity several times, because it kind of goes down in.
Yeah, here, go ahead. So you're going to pierce the cavity so that the brown sugar maple syrup or whatever you're putting on
right. It kind of seeps down into the squash. And then you just put this back in the oven.
And bake it for what, like maybe 10 more minutes?
10, 15 minutes, depending upon the size of your squash again. What, you don't have to have the water. We've emptied the water. We don't need that any longer.
Okay.
We just put this back in.
Yeah, so here we go. So you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's the same 375. And that's going to only go in for about, put it in the middle right there. And that's going to only going to go in for about 10 more minutes.
Yes.
And those actually kind of... So those also kind of keep nice, don't they? Don't you think?
Yes, they do. They do.
Now, the thing that I love about squash is that it's not high in calorie, and it is better. You know, sometimes kind of people replace it for a starch.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that you can do. These are great side dishes. Like you said, you can make the squash soup out of your squash that you've baked. You can add it with potatoes and make it a potato and squash dish, side dish once again.
Right. And it just keeps very well. If you have leftovers, they keep very well and you can reheat them. It's just a good vegetable.
And you can also like make them almost like a hash as well. You wanted to toss it with roast beef or whatever if you wanted to do that. So, ooh, this is good.
This and spaghetti sauce.
Do you remember eating squash as a child?
Yes, the acorn squash. That's what we grew, so that's what we had. I don't remember spaghetti squash or butternut squash as a child.
Those were kind of new to you.
They were, but we always had acorn squash, and I loved it. It reminded me of sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of is like a treat. It's kind of this little savory. And like you said, I've seen acorn squash stuffed with sausage.
Right.
Almost like a stuffing mix. So it's bread and sausage and...
Right.
Yeah. So it's more of a savory
dish. I have not
done
that because I prefer the little bit of brown sugar and butter in mine.
Well, and that would almost be like an entire meal.
In fact, you don't even need... If you prefer not to have the brown sugar, you can just put some butter in the center.
Right. So it's almost like a baked potato.
Right.
So, you know, I think that the thing that you need to remember about squash is it's so easy. It is so tasty. You know, if you leave out the butter and the brown sugar, it's pretty low calorie. And that the spaghetti squash is incredibly low calorie.
Right.
For a cup of it, it's only 43 calories. So you can do a lot with that.
Remember, when you're buying a winter squash, whether any one of these three, you want the thick, tough outside shell. And it should be heavy because that means there's more inside.
And that gives you a little bit more meat anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that it keeps forever.
It does, right.
It doesn't, you don't have to put it in the refrigerator.
No.
You can keep it out.
Sure.
Yeah, so it won't crowd up your fridge.
Put it in a big bowl and they look pretty.
Yeah, it's one thing you can do. You can like make it a decoration.
Of course.
So we're going to come back and eat our acorn squash. As soon as it's finished, it's got about 7 more minutes in the oven. And we'll come back. So we finally have our last dish, which is our acorn squash, which is what we started with. And we've mixed the brown sugar and the butter, and we've kind of made a little...
This dish is so good.
It is good. It's delicious.
Mm. You know, this reminds me of going to Lake Village not long ago and picking up that little dish towel that says, Happy Fall, y'all. So as my mom, Bev Tweet, and I sign off from the squash kitchen... We've made the acorn squash, the butternut squash, and the spaghetti squash, and we say, Happy Fall, y'all.
Happy Fall, y'all.
From a Norwegian, that's pretty funny.
We are back. It is fall, and I am Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more of all these squash recipes with links to my website at arkansascooks.com. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that as well at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to get email and messages on my website from folks. The stuff that I get is always fantastic. Well, that is all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank my dear mother, Bev Tweet. She is a great mom. I also want to thank Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you folks out there that life is way too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food and eat it with great people. People that you love. It'll taste so much better.